with you that you don't feel guilty.
Guilty. I feel tons of guilt, so back off.
You are guilty.
Guilty. End of story.
Carolyn Bichong, our therapist, quote unquote, is in the studio. She is a therapist. I don't know why I said that.
Yeah. You're not a fake therapist.
She
I'm a real therapist.
On
I
the
went
radio.
To school and got my degrees and license.
Right.
Yeah, they're hanging behind her desk, and they're not bought from the internet.
She's published everything. If you need her help, you can call her at her practice.
303-333-1888. Make an appointment.
Uh-huh. Today we're going to talk about guilt and why guilt is bad.
Yes.
Destructive, bad feelings.
Exactly.
How do you get rid of guilt?
And you shouldn't have guilt about things. And people run around feeling guilty about everything
all the
time.
I did it.
Did you?
I'm Catholic. Whatever it was,
oh,
I did it.
Oh, you're
actually.
Catholic. Oh, my God. Catholics. Never mind. Man, do you need this today, right?
Who carries the most guilt in your experience? The Catholics or the
Catholics
Jews?
Catholics and the Jews both. They're pretty tied.
That's
really.
Why so many of my friends are
They have it a little bit different over a few different things, but basically, they're the guiltiest people on earth.
See, we're guilty.
No, they feel guilty.
Seven ways to get rid of guilt.
Yes. The first one is that, you know, if you, I mean, people often do something, really actually do something wrong. So if you actually do something wrong, instead of sitting around feeling guilty about it, you need to figure out how to fix it, how to clean it up, how to get it resolved, how to say you're sorry. But a lot of people might say they're sorry. Like, I mean, let's take cheating, one of the worst issues of all. Feel guilty and say they're sorry, but nobody believes that they're not going to do it again.
Mm.
So the key thing is, it's not just a, hey, I'm sorry. You know?
I didn't mean it.
Yeah, sorry, babe.
Sorry, old lady.
It was just kind of too fun and I couldn't pass it up.
My bad, baby.
Yes. But it really needs to be working it through and saying, you know I was wrong and here's what we'll do in the future and here's how I'll change it.
Kind of like kid apologies. Last night I had one of those.
She wasn't sincere.
Right. Say it again.
Mean
she
it.
She still couldn't say it.
Mean it.
She didn't mean it.
Right.
Right.
And it's true. You can see when people don't mean it. I mean, I remember confronting my father once about a bunch of stuff, and I said, well, you know, I need an apology from you. And he goes, okay, I'm sorry for whatever it is you think I did to you.
Oh.
I'm like, no, that doesn't count.
Now, see, we've got the six other things we need to get to.
Yes.
But generally, I told you when you walked in, I disagree with you. I don't think people feel guilty enough anymore.
Like how? Like what?
I think people are so non-remorseful about anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people apologize sincerely. I don't think people own what they've done. Their piece of something.
Okay.
And I don't think people generally know how to fix it.
Yeah.
I agree with you. It's not what you
don't know
it's
how to
what
fix
you
it.
Do next.
Right. It's what you do next. Except that what I find in my practice is people who come in just guilty about everything, silly things.
Well, that'll wear you out.
Like a wife who feels guilty because her husband, she doesn't work until later in the day, and her husband thinks she should feel guilty because she sleeps in late. Why not? She doesn't go to work till noon. And so she's like, I know I shouldn't sleep this late. And I'm like, sure, if you want to sleep that late, go ahead.
But he knows it makes her feel guilty, so that's why she feels guilty.
Right, because he rides her about it.
And I bet one of the big ones, too, is money, too. Every time I spend money, I feel guilty. So we're going to have to talk about getting over that in just a little bit here on Therapy Thursday.
If you don't have it.
True. But even if you do, why? I mean,
yes. I mean, my sister was married to a very wealthy man, and we would go out shopping together. And she would say, I would say, oh, look, this is something I know you'd love. And she goes, yeah, but I don't need it.
You should have said, I do.
I know. I often did.
You buy it for
and
me?
I buy it. Right?